Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of We Work Radio. And Stone, got a full house now.
Hey, this is going to be a lot of fun. We are in full stride now. We have caught up with some old friends, made some new ones today. We're out at WeWork at Tower Place 100. I just love the environment. And anyone who listens to any of our work knows that you and I are both espresso addicts.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I could almost, if I could reach through the glass, I could almost touch the espresso machine. And you don't have to put a dollar in there. You just push
they
the
just
button.
Give it to you.
Bingo, bango. And there's chips. There's just amenities everywhere. There's a vibe here that I don't know how you would replicate it anywhere else, but I am so glad that we're getting to be a part of it. This episode is going to be no exception. A little bit later in this episode, we're going to get a chance to visit with creator and CEO with FitLife Creation, Miss Katrina Julia. But first up on this episode of We Work Radio, please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone, right? Not your first rodeo. CEO with Smart Eye Technology, Mr. Dexter Caffey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for having me back after about a year.
Thank you. It's very impressive. I thought that you were willing to come back.
No, I love you guys. That's why I'm back here again.
Well, Dexter, before we get too far into things... How you been?
Excellent. Great.
The company's still going strong?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, what was the thinking of officing here at WeWork?
Well, actually, WeWork is a really unique place because you have a lot of people who are entrepreneurial here. You mm-hmm. have people who are very interested in seeing a lot of new things going on. So for me, it was a wonderful thing to move here to WeWork. And I've been here for almost 2 years now.
Wow, two mm-hmm. years. So
absolutely.
You've seen a lot of people come and go in this environment.
That's yes, I
part
have.
Of the fun, right?
Yes.
It's a lot of energy.
And they also have a lot of big companies here as well. You see a lot of big, major publicly traded companies. You'll see some names as you go across and downstairs especially.
Right.
You'll see some names there. So definitely there's a lot of big companies here as well as small enterprises.
Now, for you, that's part of your role is to deal with big companies. So how are you able to network with them? Is there an opportunity like that here?
Yes, WeWork has a lot of different opportunities. He actually had a speaker about, I think earlier this year or late last year was a speaker, the co-founder of Home Depot spoke here, and it was very interesting to see him. You got a chance to meet him and to hear his story and hear how he started Home Depot, co-founded it at the age of 50. And so that was very interesting to hear that.
Right,
now, why are you giggling? Are you suggesting that 50 is old?
No.
I think it's particularly young.
It's a great age to start.
It's amazing that he would have the guts to start. Good for him.
Yeah, no kidding.
So tell us about Smart Eye. How are you serving folks?
Well, actually, Smart Eye Technology was started. You remember last year when I was here on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually started... A few weeks after that, there was actually a...
we launched him.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You remember I was going...
I didn't get my stock dividend.
Yeah, really?
I must have forgot.
Do you remember I was going to Israel with Connects last year?
Yeah.
And so what happened last year when I was on a trip with Connects, I was at a meeting and I saw these cybersecurity experts. And
tell them about Connects first.
Connects is an American-Israeli... nonprofit organization that basically connects small startups in Israel with companies here in America. Mm-hmm. And so that's their whole purpose for actually doing is really to connect, to bridge that relationship. And so last year when I was on a trip with Connects, we were seeing some different startups and things like that. And so whenever you go to Israel, it's a crazy startup community. So it just, the bug just hits
you. Well, people don't realize how big of a startup community it is.
Oh my goodness, it's huge. It's huge. And so we were like in the center of a lot of startups there. And so what happened, I was talking to a guy in cybersecurity before he went up and did his presentation, and so we were sitting at a table similar to this here, and as he was talking, I could see on his laptop documents, I could see things, any type of emails that came through, and I just said to myself, what if we can create software to where it would only, when you look at my laptop, it would shut off to your face or your iris, would never recognize your face and iris. And so I came back.
So if I was looking over your shoulder, it would like go black or
something? It was shut off. The documents were shut off, absolutely. And so what I did, I came back here to America and I reached out to Connects and I said, can you connect me with a company, a startup in Israel, who specializes in biometrics? And so they connect me with a company in Israel, and so we've been working with them ever since. And so we'll actually have our actual prototype ready. It should be April 2019. It'll be in. So if you guys are listening to this and if you want to go on our website and sign up to be one of the first people who actually would use the prototype, you can go on
like
our
a
website.
Beta?
Yes, it'll be beta. It's the website is getsmarteye.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go on getsmarteye.com, you'll be able to at least sign up for it. So when we're ready, April 2019, you'll be one of the first people who will be able to test it for free.
So now, this was just an idea you had.
It was actually an idea. And
just
actually
an accidental idea.
It was accidental. Yes, it was accidental. And I've always loved technology. I've been a huge lover of technology. And I do a lot of Facebook Live things. So this is fun for me as well. And so what happened, just being in that environment in Israel, you get a chance to see a lot of the energy that's going on there. And so then naturally, it just jumps on you. And if you're already in technology anyway or love it, you're just going to see ideas and think about things. And so I've actually spoken with several major companies, and they actually have an interest in using SmartEye for their documents. So if you're sending a document to somebody, that document will go through our cloud-based system, and it's only going to go to that person. And once you register your iris, your face, your voice, and your fingerprint, then that document will open up to you for the first time.
Wow.
And so if you wanted to...
That's cool.
And so if somebody walks behind you, let's say a friend walks behind you and say, hey, Lee, what are you looking at? Automatically, the document was shut off.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's just leveraging the webcam that's in the computer?
Yeah, absolutely. The webcam that's in the computer or...
They're getting better and better, the quality, and that enables you to give me a good, accurate...
Absolutely. As long as you're in that distance of that camera, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's your iPad, or whether it's your laptop or desktop.
Device agnostic.
It's for any device because it's through our web-based, our actual cloud-based system.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So now, did you have the technological background to pull that off, or
no.
You had a partner with other people who...
I actually partnered with an Israeli startup, mm-hmm. and so they actually are security experts. They've been into the...
And it was through Connects?
Absolutely, through Connects.
Wow.
Absolutely, yes, through Connects.
So you're all in it over there, huh?
Absolutely. So we've actually partnered with them, and they actually are there. They're creating our software for us as we speak right now.
How'd you pull that deal off?
Well, I think you had to really know. I took time in talking to it. I actually looked at several different companies, and I just chose a company that I thought would be best for us to actually work with. And they were very selective in who they decided to work with, because they said that we don't just work with anybody. But when I told them exactly that we want to do SmartEye technology, they were very much interested and said, we already have biometrics anyway. And so they're creating our iris scanning software for us even as we speak right now.
Because
so,
they might be using similar technology for a different aspect.
Absolutely.
Right.
But they didn't use iris. And I specifically wanted iris for SmartEye technology. Mm-hmm. And so they're actually creating the iris scanning software for us. So we'll have the iris scanning, facial scanning, fingerprint, as well as voice. So we'll have a platform of four different types of biometrics. So it's not just one type. It'll be four different types of biometrics for you to actually access those documents. And again, you as the sender of that document can choose what level of security that you want. So if you just want to just face will actually have to open up for that person.
Right. And then for you, what's been the biggest challenge?
I think some of the biggest challenges is really trying to figure out, again, we do have investors who have invested in the company. And so I think,
another type of business.
That's a whole
getting invested.
That's a whole different business. And it's been actually pretty decent. I mean, of course, it's rough initially when you first started it.
Sure.
Because
it's an idea.
People thought it was an idea. Right. And so I'm like, no, this is actually an actual product. So we actually are in the production stage of this right now as we speak. And so I think that was the biggest challenge initially. But after that, I think you have to deal with also dealing with people in other countries. You have to understand that there's differences. The time difference. I mean, I'm up on the phone literally talking to them at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes on Sunday, because it's only they're 7 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So
their work week's begun.
Work week's begin on Sunday.
Right.
Absolutely. So
that must be challenging. And then what about when you were, did you raise funds or you self-funded this?
Oh, no, I self-funded initially, but I also raised funds as well. And we just got a larger investor who came in as well, who went on a trip to Israel with us as well to see the technology.
Right.
Absolutely. So I just came back from Israel less than a week and a half ago.
So you're now going over there more often?
Yes, I've been over there in July as well as in October. So
a couple times a year?
Yeah, frequent flyer miles are
adding up.
Yeah, adding up, absolutely.
And then, so what do you need more of right now?
I would say right now we're looking for really, if people just signed up for our free demo, I think that's one of the things, because they'll be able to test it, because we want as many people testing it as we can so we can get any potential bugs out that we see initially. As you know, with all software, there's always upgrades to it, and that's just nothing new for us. It'll be the same situation for us. I think that's the number one thing, is really getting people, companies, medium-sized businesses, small businesses, to actually sign up for it at www.getsmarteye.com, just for the free demo that'll be out, like I said, in April 2019.
Now, for you as a serial entrepreneur, is this your first venture into this type of... technology?
Into technology, yes, yes. But, previously, for the past 20 years, I've been in the alternative investment field, and we're still dealing with technology as far as using technology in our area, but that's been my bread and butter for the last 20 years.
Are you still doing that?
I am. I'm still doing that right now. That's, absolutely.
So this is your side hustle?
No, it's not. This is my side. That's funny.
What is an alternative investment? Is it like one that pays off?
Well,
it's smart eye isn't an alternative investment.
Absolutely, yes. So, no, this is definitely my additional full-time gig as well.
Because full-time.
Yes. I mean, I don't sleep a lot, but this is fun for me. I think it's good because this is a passion of mine, and technology has always been a serious passion of mine, and I just really wanted to be able to offer something real to big companies, mm-hmm. because document security is really something that's huge, and we're actually offering something so unique that's never been done in that document security space before.
And especially as more and more people work in these kind of co-working spaces,
absolutely.
You travel a lot,
and think about some
coffee shops, like you don't know who's over your shoulder.
See, screen snoopers are real. People actually look over your shoulder even when you don't think that they are screen snoopers.
Is that a thing?
Well, that's a little scary.
Did you make that term up?
No, actually, it was in the Wall Street Journal a couple months ago that said 97% of all users of screens have either looked at somebody else's screen or their screen had been looked at. So it's real. It's screen snoopers are real. People are looking at your screen. Believe it.
Wow.
Have you ever been at the airport or anywhere where mm-hmm. you're trying to look at your laptop and somebody's overlooking your shoulder?
Right.
Well, that's screen snooping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait.
I'm gonna use that now. Stop screen snooping.
I can't wait to see the Facebook Live of that.
Absolutely. So yes.
So now, right now, you're looking for more kind of people to get on this beta list.
Yeah, if people signed up, like I said, at www.getsmarteye.com and just sign up for the beta test. I mean, again, it's going to be ready in April of 2019. So we want to get as many people signed up just so that when we are ready to roll out, you'll be one of the first testers to actually say, hey, listen, I test this
and
thing.
And you get real data and
absolutely.
See how
and they can
it's
use
working
it.
In the wild.
Absolutely.
Color me there. I mean, so you don't have to remember passwords or anything?
We're password free.
Wow.
We're killing passwords. There will be no more passwords. And that's where we're going. No more passwords. I mean, I hate passwords personally.
Everybody
and
does.
So it'll just be strictly biometrics. And the key thing is that we have a platform. So it's all for biometrics, your iris, your face,
and
your voice,
and your
fingerprint.
And you can pick and choose which ones.
You can pick and choose as which ones you want to be able to access your own information.
Wow.
And also for the sender, if you want the sender to have all four levels of security, iris, face, voice, as well as fingerprint, you can choose that or just choose one or two, mm-hmm. depending on how high security that document is.
Sure. Now, how about giving the people at Connects a little love? Talk about that in terms of business people here in Atlanta, if they should kind of check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Connects is a wonderful organization. I've been involved. I actually was just recently brought on the board at Connects a few months ago.
So you're now looking for members, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in connecting with companies in Israel and mm-hmm. you would like some of this technology, go to www.connects, connexx.org. Mm-hmm. That's connexx.org. And look them up and connect and become a member. It's very affordable to become a member, but you meet so many people who are locally here in Atlanta that you can actually network with. And I think that's so important because there's so many nice-sized businesses in there. I mean, we've seen some CEOs of major publicly traded companies I've met at dinners at Connects. There's a lot of networking opportunities that people just don't understand that's actually...
And that's where you got your... talent, your tech folks.
Yeah, absolutely. You have
to make a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what if you're here and you're in business and whatever type of business that you're in, if you're interested in networking with real high level individuals, mm-hmm. Connects is actually the place. It's real entrepreneurs as well as people who are high up in the corporate arena, like CEOs and C-level executives who are actually involved in the organization.
Yeah, we've been trying to get a regular segment with those folks. Maybe now that you're on the board, we can make that happen.
Absolutely. Just call me.
Come in the studio and see you guys on a regular rhythm to
absolutely.
See what's going on.
Yes, and they would love that, definitely.
Good stuff. Okay, one more time, Dexter, website for you guys.
It's www.getsmarteye.com. And sign up for the free demo that'll be ready, like I said, in April 2019, and be one of the first beta testers.
We are there. We're definitely going to do
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your story. Keep up the good work. And in all sincerity, let's work a little harder on getting a regular rhythm of tapping into what those folks at Connex are doing, because they're doing some great work. Stay with us if you will. We're going to visit.
I'll
one
be
more
around.
Guest. All right, Lee, you ready for the headliner
for
this episode? That was a good undercard, but now drum roll.
Now here we go. Real deal.
We got the creator and CEO with FitLife Creation. Please join me in welcome to the show, Katrina Julia. Hello, sunshine.
Hello, thank you for having me, Lee, and thank you for having me, Stone.
Well, we are delighted to have you on the show. Did you learn anything new in that last segment?
I did, and Dexter and I actually had a pre-interview out in the hallway when I just met him.
That's our green room.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Katrina, tell us what you're up to. How are you serving folks?
So, how I'm serving folks is simplifying health, money, business all in one.
All in one
platform.
Wow.
I did try to find out if it could be patentable, but I found out a business model is not, only tech. And it's helping people simplify to create a life and a business they love with tips, with tools, with technology all in one. So I tell people think Amazon meets Airbnb for transformation with an influencer marketing and a fundraising twist.
That's a lot going on there.
It is a lot. Believe me. There's a lot of divide.
She's answered that question before. That was remarkably articulate.
Thank you.
And we recorded it and broadcasted it for the world to hear.
And she's one of those multi-hyphenate people.
Multi-passionate.
And hyphenate. You're MBA and CPA?
Yes. Yes.
And fitness?
Well, I'm interested in all of it.
I joke and I say, but I'm not joking, that I've lived 10,000 lives.
Wow. So now what started first? Where did this journey begin for you?
Wow. Well, you want to take it back overseas in the
Let's
womb?
She was fat and poor and unhappy. So I got to do something about this.
Actually, Stone just summed it pretty good. I mean, if I give you cliff notes, my family is pretty amazing. I mean, they met overseas at a nightclub. Okay. I was in four countries by the time I was two. So it started off crazy. But to Stone's point, I worked and served through over eight industries and loved to learn, loved to serve, loved business, loved technology, a number of different things. And, you know, found myself at the goal that I said I was going to be at in college and realized, you know what, like, this is amazing. Yes, I'm very grateful, but there's a lot of pieces of me missing, and being overweight, being part passion, and realize, you know what, I have the power to choose to change.
And then so you were on a career path, then you kind of pumped the brakes.
Well, wait a minute. She can't hold a job.
No, I went all the way.
She worked for eight industries. She cannot hold a job.
I did.
She's unemployable.
Well, I am very unemployable. So my last role, and back to side hustle, I always had side hustles. I left college. There was never a time I didn't have a side hustle.
But you
hustle.
Had a job
yes.
at some point, a real job.
Always.
Where
always.
A check was
yes.
coming every
yes.
couple of weeks.
Yes.
I've heard of people like that.
Yes.
I've never met them in person, but I've heard about them.
So I started at a school at Victoria's Secret. Mm-hmm. Then I went into retail. Well, actually, during school, I was in banking. Worked in healthcare, then I was in banking, then I was in media with the Apprentice TV show, then I was in retail, then I went into consulting for quite a bit, a lot of different industries there, then I went
like in management consulting?
All kinds. So process, Six Sigma.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got,
I
you
love,
know everything.
Not everything. No. The more I learn, the more I know I don't know. So I love to learn. My last role was I was working in energy and was an accounting support training manager. They were going public on the debt side in equity. And so they needed a chief audit exec, and they were interviewing all around Atlanta. And I thought, you know, yes, I'm qualified, but I was also like, there's amazing people in Atlanta that they don't need to relocate from Houston.
Right.
And, you know, everything divinely aligned. And I found myself in Atlanta as a chief audit exec in 2010.
Right. So then you're there. And
yes.
Are you fulfilled in that role?
No.
You're not.
So I'm grateful.
You like the money part.
I like the money part. Yes. I love the ability to serve. I love the ability to give back, to add and impact the company's bottom line.
Right.
With operations, with fraud, with all kinds of things, and, you know, doing side hustles. But one of my best friends got sick with cancer.
So there's a reality check here.
Reality check, trigger, took me all the way back mentally and spiritually to college.
Okay. So you said, okay, now I got to kind of reevaluate.
Yes.
And you go, okay, let me list all my skills. And
yes.
there's quite a few, right?
Yes.
And then you go, okay, let me build something around
yes.
what I'm passionate about. And this is the the kind of dent in the universe I want to leave.
Yes. And literally, to your point, it's not a straight line. It's, you know, it's very curvy. Right. It's crazy. And so what happened was, you know, she gets sick. I was doing a triathlon that year. I did it in her honor and was already at that point taking my health more seriously and getting serious with Herbalife Global Nutrition, taking our athletic line that over 200 triathletes are on. And then she gets sick and I dedicate it to her. And, you know, I'm a big believer of miracles, but she passed away 2 months later. So it was a huge wake-up call of, you know, looking at myself in the mirror and saying, and, you know, and a lot of people would say, well, oh my God, you've done all these things. You've been all these things. How are you not fulfilling your passion and right. your purpose? But I wasn't. There was a lot of pieces of me that I allowed others to sweep under the rug or to discount or to say it's too much or any of those things.
And then you, this was kind of crystal clear now that everyone's on the clock and you don't know when it's going to
expire.
Right.
Exactly. And so at that point, I got super serious about my health. I always wanted to inspire through fitness. I went from corporate exec, imagine 55 pounds heavier in black suits every day, sitting in a boardroom full of people that don't look like me, to deciding to do a fitness show where I'm going to show up in a bikini on stage. And lost over 55 pounds and started sharing my journey on social media. The power of social media. And I still had at that point my own consulting company. I'd left corporate. It was going great. And then I had this side hustle of doing nutrition and helping people there. And that's where I was like, okay, I don't want to do the full-time side hustle thing anymore.
So you go, I'm going all in on this.
Yes. And I'm going to create, can I take a step back? And I said, okay, I've got this. Wait a minute, I've gotten to go to this coach and this program and this and spent a lot of time
right.
and a lot of money. What if I created or what if, you know, with a guidance and intuition and coaching and all in one platform so that someone like me can make this transformational journey to really create what they love and a business they love and make money and get healthy all in one.
So now, who is your prototype client? Like, is it men, women, across the board?
Great question. So I say that we've got three prototypes. And ironically, men come along once the women join.
Right. So you start with women.
We start with women as a first. Typically,
guys don't want to deal with this.
Typically, it's women that will start because they want to change. They right. want the convenience. They want the ease of having both digital integration, but having live events, having live components, having tools mailed to them.
So it's virtual and there's some in real life stuff
yes.
as well.
And that's where we say like there's over 70% of our platform is online and it's up and running with courses, with a mastermind, with challenges. But then we have events. We've hosted retreats in Cuba and Costa Rica. We have an event coming up here in Atlanta in January. And then what happens, like one of my best coaches, she started as a client. She got amazing results. She's a mom of three, Misty Shaheen. So shout out Misty. Mm. And her husband was like, what's going on? And then he came along for the ride.
Mm-hmm. So now, if I can be a client and then
yes.
and there's a coaching certification component as well.
So there's an aspect of a client, then that's one target client. The second aspect is our influencers and coaches that want to either integrate our nutritional tools, like with Herbalife, with meal bags, but then there's an influencer marketing component that our influencers end up integrated into our challenges, our masterminds, our retreats. We help them build courses and a platform.
And then I can not only be well, I can also make some money.
Yes. And then there's a B2B component. Like we're currently working on integrations with higher ed right now, as well as fitness tech, as well as nonprofits on the fundraising side.
And then what brought you to WeWork?
Wow. Kind of similar to what Dexter was talking about. You know, I was traveling quite a bit. I literally live next door. So it was
no excuses for you.
Literally. So it was easy. But like I knew it was here and I'd seen it for quite some time and filming our, you know, our masterminds and different things next door. But something told me, you know what? I want more community. I want more vibes. Like you guys talked about the vibes in the beginning of the episode. You know, I want more interaction. And I just happened to come next door. You know, I'm a big believer of nothing's by accident. And I met Lacey. It was actually her first day here. And I was like, oh my God, you're a rock star. Like, this is your first day.
Right.
Like, you're telling me anything. And she said, wait a minute. you do this and you do that. Like you, because I was just coming to come over sometimes part-time to film. You know, kind of like you guys are doing, like to film or to host a right. podcast or to just come over part-time. She's like, well, our community is great. You get to interact with other entrepreneurs. You can host lunch and learns. You can, you know, do TGIs.
And there's collisions,
yes.
right? Where like you run into people
yes.
and all of a sudden yeah. you're like, oh, maybe.
Let's talk.
Right. There could be collaboration. Has that happened yet?
Absolutely. I've interacted with, it's funny, I was just keeping my eye on kind of the flasher, Hive talent acquisition firm that I met through here. Mm-hmm. They're amazing and doing a lot of things with AI, with placements and staffing.
Right.
They've been a host on our podcast, and we're talking about several things. There's been lots of collisions, lots and lots. It's just one that immediately comes to mind.
So now in the growth of your business, do you leverage the fact that WeWork's all over the place?
Yes.
Do you go and work out of other WeWorks around the world?
Yes. Funny that you asked that, Lee. We actually just went. I was visiting family. I have family, as I mentioned, my family is
everywhere.
Very unique. My parents now relocated to Bulgaria.
Logically.
That makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. My brother and my sister-in-law work for the UN in Austria. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, we've had, just like all of us, we have different challenges that family goes through. So I really felt compelled to go visit this year because
right.
my mom couldn't come this year. And my number one cheerleader in a lot of ways. And so I thought, well, if I'm going anyway, and WeWork is global, why not host a mastermind in London? So we hosted a mastermind at their Marylebone location. And we met some incredible people, Wonder Woman in tech, Celia Litvin. Shout out to Celia if she listens. She has an app in mental health, making emotional fitness fun. So I've met incredible people. Also, Michelle Lowbridge, who's been on Forbes for energy editing, wealth creation, all kinds of things.
So you socialized that through your own social media, or did you leverage the WeWork community as well?
That was specifically just leaps of faith of researching organizations, sending an email saying, hey, we're hosting this overseas. And then Michelle, I've actually read two of her books and am on her email list and always loved her vibe. So I was like, hey, I'm going to be in London. I know you're UK based. You want to be friends?
Right. It's amazing when you ask what happens, right?
Literally. And then I saw you guys, another perk of being on at WeWork. I'm like, wait a minute. There's going to be a podcast and a show here?
I want to hear more about your podcast. So who do you
Thanks.
Have as guest? What do you aim this thing at? Yeah.
So, but definitely.
How come you haven't asked us to be
I would definitely really? Love to have you. Immediately my brain was like, I'm going to talk to Lee and Stone about being on my podcast. So great question. So the podcast, just like our brand, is It's a Fit Life Creation. And our entire brand centers around, because you can imagine combining health, wealth, and business, I had to learn to structure it in a way that people get it.
Right.
So we created 12 themes. So whether it's the podcast, the blog, social media, the courses, the retreats, everything centers around the foundation of 12 themes. So like our first theme is Jumpstart Transformation. Because people like immediate fast tips. Another theme is smart social media. We talk all things on social. Inspire with influence is another theme. Moneymaker. Another theme is boss brand. Like I could easily see you guys fitting into the theme of boss brand, like building your boss brand. So guests that we've had, wow. We've had so, I love stories just like you guys. I love storytelling and not just the destination. Like, you know, the headliners that are already making millions to billions, because there's a journey in that. There's there's fears that we overcome in that, you know, mindset issues. So I just posted this episode yesterday. So Chris with Amateur Traveler, Chris Christensen, he's like the OG podcaster. You guys, he's been podcasting for 13 years. Before it was a thing.
Right.
This year alone, he's had over 4 million downloads.
Wow.
And he has a show that helps people start traveling and features locations all around the globe. Then he has a show called This Week in Travel. Then he has it with a panel. Then he has a show called Passport Ready that focuses on influencer marketing and does all kinds of things. Like he's a guest. Celia, the mental health expert I mentioned, was a guest. This week, I'm featuring a director or associate director of graduate services and experiences from Georgia State. So it's all different dynamics, all different, you know.
But it's
stories.
Not the Katrina is Smart show.
No.
And Katrina is smart.
No.
And I want to tap into to you and your knowledge base, too. But I love it that you're highlighting other people and sharing their expertise and creating a very
community.
Rich opportunity community for those of us, that's fantastic.
Thank you. No, I'm big on connecting, creating, and cultivating community because I'm clear what we want to create. I cannot do
C's.
Alone.
That was a lot of C's
yeah,
there.
No good kidding.
I can't do it alone.
So now, what got you so, I guess, community oriented? Why did that kind of bubble up as something that is at the heart of your work?
Well, it's, you know, everything with myself and with Fit Life Creation and, you know, taking it back to college, you know, back to that best friend that passed away, we started a nonprofit together that's still in existence today. And it was all about, it was Millennium Models, making optimum differences in everyone's lives at SAM. And I'm big on not just helping people create, you know, a business and a life they love, but to give back to the community and helping end homelessness, helping end cancer, battered women and military vets. And, you know, and that goes back to, and all those things, you know, passion and purpose connect us all at the heart level. And by sharing people's stories, people, and you guys know this, people start to see themselves through, you know, my experiences, through your experiences, through Dexter's experiences,
right,
through
and
WeWork's
what's possible. And that kind of gives them the confidence
yes.
and maybe to take that next step.
Yes, whatever that little step is, you know, I love getting messages, you know, via DM. Or another feature I'm hosting this week is Chris with Aspire Global Marketing, and he's done a ton with influencer marketing. It's getting those messages where people say, you know, because of you and because of you overcoming your fears and sharing your story or featuring this guest, I now decided to go do X. Mm-hmm. The ripple effects.
And for you, what do you need more of right now?
Would love to have more community. Would love to have people interested in the Atlanta event in January, January 5th and 6th. And would love to have people subscribe in our freebies. We've got tons of freebies. We've got free guides on the platform. Besides the blog and the podcast, free guides, a free 14-day challenge online, free webinars. So just more people in the community.
And then there's the community side of it and the business side of it.
Yes.
And you mentioned multiple revenue streams.
Yes.
And then how's your vision? How do you see this as it evolves?
So as
like
it
what's the master plan?
So as it evolves, great question.
The empire.
The empire?
Katrina empire.
It's not the Katrina empire. It's the Fit Life Creation
the Fit
empire.
Life Creation.
Yes. Because I didn't know that I was going to meet a Lee and a Stone as part of the journey. So it's not
how
the Katrina
you?
Show. No. So to your question, to your point, so where I see it evolving is the platform digitally expanding to have other people's courses on there. That's mm-hmm. why I said think Amazon, because Amazon is not just Amazon products.
Right.
So I'm already talking to influencers about helping them build their own courses, their own challenges, their own masterminds, so they can share their story and their message and their vision.
Right.
Then more with our events and our retreats, expanding those not only with integrations, but also helping people lead their own as part of our platform and our vision. Also having a transformation center. So imagine beyond, so WeWork is WeWork with co-working space, but
right.
having a transformation center
like
at the mall.
Like a Mayo Clinic type
yes.
of
pink, blue,
multi-disciplinary.
Yes. People come in and do smoothie bowls. People come
right.
in and do money activities, hands-on tech activities. So it's like a school, but also a transformational school, but also an entrepreneurship school. So very hybrid.
Wow.
And then integrations
a lot
with
on
charities.
Your plate.
Yes. Yes, there's like definitely a life plan.
So now, how are you funding all this? Do you have investors or is this self-funded?
So great question.
Or customer funded?
It's self-funded, customer funded, family funded, debt funded.
Wow.
I've also collaborated and integrated with influencers, but also with accelerators and investors and definitely looking at that. And then also with the B2B aspect. So a number of different aspects.
And then what's the most rewarding part for you?
It's seeing the transformations. It's priceless. It's seeing, like I touched on Misty and Joe recently, you know, they just now opened up a nutrition club and seeing the impacts on their children and seeing mm-hmm. the impacts on their health. So it's things that, yes, while the money is great, it's seeing that the money means something, the money's directed towards great things, but seeing the priceless impacts on people.
And then do you like this lifestyle better? Is this more congruent with your...
Yes.
Everything's on track now.
Yes, yes. I went to yoga last night. I mean, that's something I would never have done years ago because I'm
right.
too busy.
Too busy.
but making the time.
Right. And that's a good lesson for everybody.
Yes. It's deciding to change.
So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you and get plugged into your community?
Great question. The best way to start, definitely follow on social media. It's at Fit Life Creation, at Katrina Julia Fit on all channels. And then for freebies to start, be on the blog and the podcast, fitlifecreation.com/freebies.
Good stuff. Katrina, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you so, so much for having me here. I so appreciate it. I'm very, very grateful.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Peyton. We will see you all next time on WeWork Radio.